I suspect if you're anything like me, there are times when we all feel a little homesick. For the first 22 years of my life, I lived in the same hometown, went to the same school for 13 years, kindergarten through 12th grade, not high school, wow. Kindergarten. You're right. Stayed in that same hometown and went to college the entire time, just within earshot, just within a short driving distance from the very house I grew up in. And then something happened about 3 years ago. I went and moved up to Dayton, Ohio to start seminary, and my entire world changed. And needless to say, there were times when I felt, living in this new city, 16 hours from home, not a short distance anymore, that I felt really homesick. There were times in the middle of the night that I would dream that I was sleeping in my own bedroom down in my house in St. Pete. And I'd dream, a vivid dream, that I would get up in the middle of the night and walk around that house and say hi to my brothers and say hi to my parents, only to wake up very disappointed. I would continue the dreaming even when I was awake, and daydream in the middle of the day of times when I was a little kid growing up playing baseball with my brothers in the front yard, smacking baseballs into neighbors' windows and then getting in trouble. I would remember those times when I was a little kid walking home from school, and even blocks away I could smell what my mom had been cooking, waiting for me when I got home. Vivid dreams that I really didn't start appreciating until I was older in life, 16 hours away. And needless to say, I still get those memories now and then, once in a blue moon, a desire to go back. But I've realized something that I think we all realize in these feelings of homesickness, that it's not so much that we miss being back to that particular place, but it's that we miss being back in those particular times. We want to experience those things that we experienced before, when life was just a little bit easier, when we didn't have so many tough decisions to make, when we were surrounded by all sorts of people who cared for us and loved us. But now something has changed, hasn't it? The times have changed. The problems that were so easily solved before aren't so easily solved now. And so it's in these times that we want to go back to an easier time. Maybe that's what you feel like now. Maybe you remember a time when your faith was strong enough, or that God was very present, or that you seemingly had all the answers to every problem that came your way. Easier times that aren't that way now. And you wonder to yourself, what has changed? Is it my fault? Has God really left me? What happened to all these answers that were so readily available? You feel like you're living in a strange time, in a strange place. You feel like a stranger in a foreign land, an exiled person. And if you feel that way this morning, you need to know that you are not alone and that you are not the first. Because it happened to a group of people a long time ago, a people called the Israelites, a story that is recorded in our Bible. And it is one of the most stirring, most incredible passages in our spiritual history, the story of the exile. The fateful year was 587 BC, many, many, many centuries ago. And in that year, the people of Israel had lived the good life. For almost 500 years, the nation of Israel had risen to power in a remarkable way, militarily, economically strong in the eyes of other nations. They had all of the might that they would need to survive for a long time, and they had, of all things, a temple, a magnificent building in Jerusalem. And it wasn't just a place where they worshiped. It was a symbol of something. The temple for them was a symbol that God was on their side. God was on their turf. God was not the God of other nations. God was on our side. And sure enough, whenever an enemy would come to threaten them, they believed that because God was on their side, that's why the enemies were crushed. Nation after nation were defeated because they believed that they were the people of God. A people of destiny. A people who had become a strong and mighty nation, just like God had promised Abraham that they would be more numerous than the sands of the sea or the stars of the sky. But then in 587 BC, something happened. An empire came from the east, from a place called Babylon. They first traveled west and they conquered the great Egyptian empire, and then they turned their sights on this group of people called Israel. And they did something that the Israelites were not expecting. The Israelites were defeated by the Babylonian Empire. Babylon was the enemy. Babylon didn't believe in God. Babylon believed in another God that was not the God of the Israelite temple. But for some strange reason, Babylon won. And not only were the Israelites defeated, they were utterly humiliated. Because they weren't just killed, they were shipped off. The Israelites were taken from their homeland, from their home culture, from their language, from all that they knew, and taken many, many, many miles away in a new place, in a place where they didn't believe as they did. And it was in this time where the Israelites felt homesick. Homesick and confused. Because they not only wanted to go back to the land that was familiar and so close to them, they didn't know whether they could go back to those experiences of before. They had built their entire life on the premise that God was on their side, that God was strong enough to defeat any enemy. They had had enough faith before, and it had always worked. But now the exile happened, and all of those foundations upon which they built their life were removed. Where were they to turn? What was to be their destiny? Where was God when they were defeated? Where were those answers that were so readily available to them? They could maybe someday go back to their land, but could they once again believe in that God? That God who had somehow left them. And it's in this period of Israelite history that we get some of the bravest, saddest, most poignant passages in our entire Bible. Like in Psalm 137, 1 through 5. These are the words of a homesick and confused people. The psalmist says, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and there we remembered Zion. On the willows there we hung up our harps. For there our captors asked us for songs and our tormentors asked us for mirth, saying, 'Sing us one of the songs of Zion.' But how could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand wither." Maybe those are sentiments that you echo this morning. Maybe you remember a better time. A time when the answers were right there. When God seemed so real and so present in your life. But maybe something has changed. Maybe you have entered a time of exile when a problem has come up that is seemingly too difficult for you to handle. And you ask yourself, what happened to that strong faith that I had? What happened to that strong God that I thought I believed in? What happened to that foundation upon which I built my life? The promises that the Bible had always had for me. The promise that if I built my life upon the rock, the waves couldn't take me down. And now the waves of life seem to be taking me down. And perhaps you would say, I am a person in exile. And once again, I would be here to remind you that you are not alone, and you are not the first one. And that there is a word of incredible comfort for you this morning. Something that leaps out at us from the Scriptures, penned by a man who lived a long time ago and saw all of the exile happen. A prophet named Jeremiah, who had predicted all of this to happen to the Israelites and went with them and gave them these words of comfort. Words of comfort for them at the time. Words from Jeremiah that are for you this morning. Verse 31. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. Here it is. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. This is the word of comfort that God had for the exiles then and now. That God wants to establish a new covenant with you. A new relationship. The covenant that God had with them was different than the one that they had before. And the difference was, this time, God was going to make a covenant that God would write on their hearts. That now this covenant was going to mean that this new relationship would be an intimate one, not a distant one. The former covenant had God as a place of distance. God was on high, who only spoke through certain people on mountaintop experiences. That God was this nebulous cloud or this pillar of fire that could not be approached. But now, the exiles heard a new word. And the word is that God wanted a new relationship of intimacy with God's people. This new covenant, this new relationship is one of intimacy. One where they would not only know about God, but they would know God closely. Like a close relative. A reminder to them that God would never leave and that this new relationship was one where they could count on a close friend. The words of promise that Jeremiah gave to the exiles in the 6th century BC is the word of promise that Jeremiah has for you. That God wants to be once again an intimate presence in your life. And you don't need to reconstruct a faith that worked before. And you don't need to try to go back to a time when life was easier or the problems were more readily faced. Because God is trying to do a new thing with you right now. Trying to establish a relationship of intimacy with you that will work right now. There is no reason to be homesick because God's building a home right within you.
writing God's law within your hearts. And there is no reason to go back. This is the word of comfort for you. You can know God. You can know God in a new way, in an intimate way, in a way that works for the present time, and in a way that works for all time. Your task then is to open up the windows of your heart and let the fresh winds of God's Spirit blow through you. And let God do the new thing that God wants to do. Remember, if you're an exiled person this morning, God is the God of displaced people. God is the God of new creations, new relationships, and new possibilities. In the name of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer of us all. Amen.